Tamoya, we're not hearing. Hearing man, Eldo? Yes.
Don't think for a moment I never felt the pain. You can't imagine the hurt and the shame. They put the nails through my hands, pierced my side. Please understand, it wasn't easy, but it was worth. Yes, I'm the one. Don't take it lightly what I've done. It wasn't easy, but it was worth it. Oh, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy, but it was worth it.
Hallelujah. Now, of course, we know it wasn't easy what he did. By way of introduction into my word, I'm going to share a little bit of a testimony. Now, for a few weeks prior to this, I've been having a good time with God, basically. You know, I've been letting go. I keep saying to him, God, I surrender completely. And I may have said this before, but I'm saying it again, and this time with more intention. I said, I am surrendering everything. Anything that you want to do with me, I surrender. No holding back. I don't want an option. I don't want a choice. I don't want to have a say. I just want to be a vessel. And then Sister Camille messaged me, and I didn't even give myself a minute to think. Because I felt so humbled, I felt honored, I felt happy. I was excited, and strangely enough, because I'm not a public speaker and I've never done this before. In fact, I am just basically through this platform crawling out of my shell. So I kind of never understand it too well. And then, but it was short lived because then a series of attacks came on, and I wasn't ignorant to what was happening. I could identify it. I was praying about it. I was praying at the same time for a word. And honestly, I was just blank. And it got heavy. I felt burdened. And Tuesday, I was at work, and the burden was so heavy that it was evident in my demeanor. And one of my coworkers said to me, Tammy, you're okay? And I said, yes. But then I started thinking about how I felt, and the revelation came, the word came to me. The weight of the cross, how heavy it was for God, how heavy it must have
My God.
been. The preparation, the persecution, the prevailing, all the events that led up to the resurrection, how heavy it weighed on God and Jesus to give himself as a sacrificial lamb. And so I am going to begin with St. Matthew 26, verses 3 to 5. And it reads, they assembled together the chief priests and the scribes, the elders of the people, unto the place of the high priest, who was called Cephas, and consulted that they might take Jesus by subtlety and kill him. But they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar among the people. Now, these verses recount the plot to kill Jesus. And the religious leader, with the aid of Judas Iscariot, saw the opportune time to execute their plot to crucify Jesus. And they were careful in their planning because they didn't want an uproar, they didn't want to start an outrage. So they carefully devised the plot, the time to fulfill their desire. But while they were planning, they were oblivious to the fact that they were only fulfilling the scriptures. And Jesus, being aware that his time was nigh, he gathered his disciples with him. And when they were together, Mary would have entered the room with her alabaster box. And she broke the expensive perfume and poured it on his feet and used her hair to dry it. No, the disciples, they were outraged, and Judas even vocalized that instead of pouring the perfume on the feet of Jesus, she should have sold it and given the money to the poor. Well, not that he cared about the poor, but that's another story. And they were complaining that it was a total waste. But by way of the Roman culture, their way of preparing the body for burial is they would anoint it. So this was her way of preparing the body of Jesus for burial. And Jesus would have made it clear by his answer to Judas when he said, the poor you will have with you always, but I am here for a little time. And so he sent the disciples to a certain man. And his instructions were clear when he said to him, tell him that my time is nigh. So at the Passover feast, we will be keeping the Passover feast at your house. Now, as Jesus revealed to them that one of you will betray me. Now, Jesus knew who it was, when it was going to be, where it was going to be, and he never tried to prevent it. This is hereby revealing to us that not every storm we should try to escape. Some storms, as rough and as unbearable as they seem, they have a divine purpose. And if we take a shortcut or alter the course, if we take a shortcut, it will alter the course of our calling on our destiny. Amen. And so reality was beginning to set in. Remember, Jesus, he was the Spirit of God, but he was operating in the flesh. So he was feeling everything that we would have been feeling and every way that we would have felt pertaining to death. And Mark, he also is omniscient. So there's nothing about the event that was to come that was hidden from him. He knew it all. And so the scripture says he was extremely sorrowful. But even in the moment of his sorrow, he remained true to his godly character. My God. And when I think about it, brethren, we might, as humans, we might merely hear that somebody don't like us, or we might discern that somebody is not in our corner. And our first instinct is to shun them. We distance ourselves from them somewhat. And as Christians, we can't completely cut them out, so we'll exchange pleasantries, but we still keep them at a level. We alleviate every access that they might have to us. But Jesus didn't do this. Jesus did not do this, but he chose to eat and drink with them. It was probably the hardest task for him, but he still made it easy for them. Because Jesus sat down even with Judas, the one who was to betray him. He broke bread and he drank wine. He even allowed Judas to kiss him. And he was in his moments of turmoil, yet he was giving of himself. He was strengthening them. Although he was weak, he was teaching them not only by his words, but by his action about what was to come and how it was to be handled. And here we're talking about death. Although he was the Son of God, he was facing death in the flesh. And some of us, we might have to do some type of life-saving surgery, or we may have been close to someone who is dealing with a sickness that is life-threatening. And we would have seen or we would have experienced the fear, the burden, the confusion, the hurt. Most people in this kind of situation, they do the exact thing that Jesus did when he was facing his burden. They became prayerful, even unto death. We would never cease to beseech God, to plead with him, to change it, to fix it, to heal us, whatever it was. And so in Matthew 26, verse 36 to 46, it reads that, "Then cometh Jesus with them unto the place called Gethsemane, and he placed the disciples. And he said to his disciples, Sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. And he said unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here, watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and he saith unto Peter, What? Could he not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that he enter not into temptation. And the spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again, and he prayed a third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples and saith unto them, Sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. Now, in Gethsemane, the anticipation of what was to come, the weight of the cross, it became so heavy spiritually and mentally that Jesus prayed for the cup to pass from him. He prayed, the scripture said, until his sweat became like drops of blood. Now, the Jesus that we know, study, read about from his birth until the time of his death, he was always bold, willing, courageous. So, seeing him here in what is deemed a state of desperation is evidence that It is taking a toll on him. He separated himself from the disciples and he knelt and prayed. He said, "Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me." He pleaded with his father earnestly. He was broken before his father for us. Now, if you can visualize how agonizing it had to be for him to be in this place, to be so vulnerable, to be showing his weakness in this manner, going to the Father three times with the same prayer, and not well, he could have just said, "Abba, Father, I'm not doing this," and it would be off, and we would have to pay the price for our sins ourselves. He chose to completely wipe our slate clean with his blood. Thank you, Jesus. He was even urging his disciples to watch and pray. Yes, imagine our omnipotent Savior. He was all powerful, yet exhibiting a moment of severe vulnerability. Now, I particularly want to highlight verse 37. The word says, "He took with him three of the 11 disciples and he revealed to them how he felt. He said, 'I am sorrowful even unto death,' and he asked them to watch and pray." Note, Virgin, that he was showing us here that sometimes we might find ourselves in some situation that seems burdensome. And he's saying it's okay to ask your brethren, to ask somebody, to ask others to pray for you. But it is equally important for us to go before the Lord in earnest prayer for ourselves. And just like the Father did to change the situation, but he sent him a helper, he sent him an angel that would strengthen him. So too, when we approach the throne from a place of brokenness, the Lord will send us the help he deems appropriate to us according to our situation. And also the separation of the three disciples from the 11, it was also teaching us that we're not supposed to be vulnerable before everyone, because the truth is that some people will hold you to your crucifixion experience and never envision your resurrection or embrace it. So you have to get a few people that you can trust to lift you up in prayer to help you carry your
Hallelujah.
cross.
Yes.
And I heard a sermon with a preacher once, and she said, "I don't just want friends that look good. I want friends that are prayer warriors, intercessors, friends that will go to war in the spirit for me, friends that will turn down their plates and fast on my behalf, friends that
Amen.
I don't have to disclose everything that I'm going through, but their discernment will send them into earnest prayer on my behalf." And this is exactly what Jesus was exhibiting here, was exemplifying here. Notice that even though he chose the three, and I would say, okay, they are closest to him, and he revealed to them, "Okay, this is what I'm going through. Help me pray." When he went to pray and he came back, what happened? They fell asleep. So if he wasn't praying for himself, they fell asleep on him, what would have happened? So we must stand in the gap for ourselves. We must seek the Lord for ourselves in some situation, because some situations, virgin, is just you and God. And it's some type of petitions, they require only you. And in St. Matthew 27, verse 28, after the arrest of Jesus, and they brought him to Pilate, he endured six trials, three Jewish trial, three Roman trial, and he was found innocent, yet given up to be crucified. They stripped him Imagine the humiliation. They placed a scarlet robe on him, a crown of thorns. They mocked him and deemed him a fraud. And after all that was done, he had to carry the cross from Golgotha Hill. No, scholars would have believed that the cross would weigh anywhere between 70 and 125 pounds, and he was to carry it 600 to 650 meters. Noting that this was an uphill journey, the weight of the cross, not just the literal cross, but also the weight of our sins rested on him. And so Simon was forced by the Roman soldier to help him carry the cross for the latter part of the journey. And again, I am placing emphasis on the fact that he is an all-powerful God. All the power belonged to him. He didn't have to endure the shame or the humiliation. He was given vinegar to quench his thirst. He was nailed to the cross. Now, being mindful that in the Roman culture, when they scourge you, they generally let you go because you would probably generally die from the scourging, which is being whipped, being lashed with the whip, and then when they pull out the whip, it basically tear out your flesh. Sometimes it might even damage your organs. So they would have let you go. But they scourged him and they didn't let him go. They still nailed him to the cross. This is double torture. And he endured it for our sins. Now, the act of being hung on the cross, the nailing of the hands together, mighty God, it places the weight of your body on your wrist. And this is done so you would eventually suffocate because the only way you can gain some balance in order to breathe is to push up on your feet, but your feet is nailed. The nail is in his feet. Mighty God. And so you can just imagine the pain that he was enduring, the torture for 6 hours. His side was pierced with a sword. The torture he was going through, sin was upon him. And he was by himself at this point in time because his father turned his face from him. Remember, his father is holy. He cannot look on sin. And sin was upon him at this point in time. So his father turned his face. He was tortured by the mocking of the people that he fed, that he healed, that he was on the cross for. The spiritual torture of being disconnected from his father for the first time. Everything rested on him. He went to hell and took our place. He didn't have to stay on that cross, but my sins kept him on that cross. Your sins kept him on that cross. And it doesn't matter if we think our sin is big or small. Every lie, every theft, every fornication, every adultery, every abortion, every murder, every witchcraft working, every covetous deed, every little thought we have that is shaken regarding another person, every gossip, every judge, every act of disobedience and selfishness, every sinful act that we would have committed, it kept him upon that cross. Yet the scripture said he was bruised for our iniquities. It says the chastisement of his peace was of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Bridging our sickness kept him upon that cross.
Jesus.
He covered it all so we can live in
Hallelujah.
liberty. That's why he did it. Remember, they could have killed him. Because the scripture said he had power to lay down his life and take it up back again. But he chose to carry is life.
Oh God.
He chose to endure the
Hallelujah.
scourging. He chose to endure the torture. Because if he had given up before the time, then the sacrifice would have been incomplete and our sins would not have been atoned for. So he bore the shame. He took the pain. And now we can walk in the freedom that his blood paid for. 1 Peter 2:24 says, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. Virgin, in closing, the weight of the cross symbolizes the intense burden Jesus had to bear to atone for the sins of humanity. The crushing burden that only Christ could carry, a burden that represents the wrath of God against our sins. It also serves as a call for us as believers to daily surrender ourselves to Jesus. Let us not make light of the agonizing burden that Jesus had to bear on that cross. Let us not take his sacrifice lightly. The songwriter says, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Come on, Virgin. Let us all be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Let us lift up the name of Jesus. Let us make it known to him that what he did, it was not done in vain. Let us not act as if we are bound to the sins that was upon us, because he paid the ultimate price. Most of us, we wouldn't even lay down our lives for our mother or children, our parents or our children. But Jesus here, he saw how flawed we were. He knew everything that we would have done to displease him. And he still gave up his life on that cross. The journey to Golgotha wasn't easy. The journey is death, is resurrection, to the resurrection. It was not easy. But he did it. So let us rest in the promise and in the blood of Jesus, the blood that still flows from Calvary, that blood that still heals, it delivers, it sustains. Let us make it known to him that God, we know it wasn't easy, but it is worth it. Amen. This is my prayers.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Thank
Jesus.
you, my
It was
God.
worth
Thank you,
it,
Lord.
mighty God.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus, the Lord.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
God,
Thank you, Lord.
bless the name of Jesus. God bless you, Sister Tamaya, woman of God. May Holy God continue to sustain you and to keep you as you rise higher in Him. Continue to avail yourself unto the Lord. Hallelujah. He has some plans for you, mighty God. And so we bless the Lord. Sister Tamaya, tell us it wasn't easy, but it was worth it. And so we just want to bless the Lord,
Praise God.
woman of God, as we keep her prayed up. My God, we pray that the Lord will just continue to enlighten her and to lift her in Him as she avail herself to be used by Him. Praise God. We
Amen.
bless
Amen.
the Lord for tonight.
Thank you, Elder.
We thank Him for His awesome presence that has been with us. My God, what a night! What a night in the presence of
Hallelujah.
the
Praise
Lord.
God.
Hallelujah. And so we know that the time has been far spent. However, we have Sister Kenesha and Sister Elisha who will come to us, and then Sister Terry will lead us into prayer as we close. Hallelujah. Sorry for who, I'm so sorry about those who did not get a chance to sing their favorite Easter song. Time would not have afforded us. And so as soon as we have another opportunity, I pray that you will go to the forefront and glorify God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Over to you, Sister Kenesha.
Hallelujah. What a word. Thank you, Lord. Good evening, everyone. I apologize for not being able to open my camera. But
good evening, sis.
Good evening, man of God. I'll be reading Matthew 28, verses 1 through to 10, the King James Version. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. They fainted. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. There's a reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to
yes,
God.
Lord.
I see the King of Glory coming on the clouds with fire. The whole earth shakes, the whole earth shakes. I see his love and mercy washing over all our sins. The people sing, the people sing. Hosanna, 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 Hosanna. I see a generation rising up to take their place with selfless faith, with selfless faith. I see a new revival. So we praise thee. We're on our knees. We're Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hallelujah. Amen. And
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hosanna in the
you.
highest. Hallelujah. Over to you, Sister Alicia.
Good night, everybody. The reading comes to us from St. Matthew 8:28, verse 11 to 15. While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. When the chief priests had met with the elders and devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, "You are to say, his disciple came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep. If this report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story had been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Gethsemane, Gethsemane, the dark my Jesus prayed until he went, became blood as it was for you. It was oh, oh. Oh, what an agony, oh, what a pain, my Jesus bear. Get enemy, oh, get enemy, get enemy, the dark hole, my Jesus pray. Until he swear in blood.
Hallelujah.
As it was for what an agony, oh what a pain, my Jesus man, oh what an agony. Oh, what a pain, my Jesus bear. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We glorify you, Lord. Thank you,
hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
What an agony.
Yes,
what a
Lord.
Weight. Hallelujah, what a pain, my Jesus bear. Bless the Lord. At this time, Sister Terry is going to be leading us into prayer. Sister Terry.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. I need a cleansing from the fountain. My soul is hungry. My soul is hungry. I've got this aching within. Lord, I want to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. We want to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. We need a cleansing from the fountain. Our souls are hungry. Our souls are hungry. We've got this aching within. We want to be washed, Lord, in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. We want to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Our dreadful God, our great and mighty God. Oh, our God of righteousness, God of equity, God of love. Hallelujah. Tonight we salute you. Tonight we celebrate you. Tonight, oh God, we come before you. Our souls are hungry. Our souls are aching from within to be cleansed, to be washed, oh God Almighty, to be purified by you, oh just, great, wonderful God. We are here tonight, Lord, and we just give you thanks. Thank you for being with us, Lord. I come to you on behalf of all of us, oh God Almighty, to pray a prayer of repentance. Lord, we know you to be a wise and invisible God. You know everything about us. You know us from the moment we wake up until the moment we go to sleep. You
Yes,
know
Lord.
everything we think about. You
Yes,
know our
Jesus.
actions. You know the sins of omission. You know the sins of commission. You know when we are presumptuous with our sins. You know, my Almighty God, the idols in our lives. You know the lies. You know everything about us, Lord. And though you know it, you continue to love us, Lord. But tonight, Lord God Almighty, we don't want you to feel the nails. Holy Lamb of God, we want you, O God Almighty, to be pleased with us. We want you,
Yes,
Almighty God,
God.
hallelujah, Jesus, to look upon our lives and smile, O God, and say, this is my son, this is my daughter, in whom I am well pleased.
Oh,
We come to you, Lord, with a heart of repentance. We come to you, Lord, asking you to purge us. Hallelujah. We ask you, O God Almighty, to give us a new heart, a new mind, a new spirit.
Thank you.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Father God, sometimes we really love you. We will love you and we really want to do the right thing. But
Jesus.
the thing that we will to do, we do not, because evil presents itself. So great and mighty God, our compassionate Father, I humbly beseech you today, because you're a God of justice and equity, the same way you forgive the people of Nineveh as they repented. We ask you, O God, to look upon us and forgive us, O Lord God Almighty, the
Lord.
way you did with the
Hallelujah.
Israelites, O God, when they continue to
Jesus.
sin against you. They
Hallelujah.
repented, mighty God, and you continue to forgive them and to love
Oh,
them and to
God.
bless them, Lord. We stand on your word tonight because you said, as far as the east is from the west, that is how
Wow.
far you separate us from our
Yes,
sins,
Lord.
Lord, and you
Jesus.
throw them in the sinner in the sea of forgetfulness, and you will remember them no more. So tonight, Lord, on behalf of all of us, even
Oh,
of our parents, even our leaders, oh
yes.
God Almighty, I ask you to forgive us. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know the sins in us, Lord. Bring revelations, Lord. Jesus, when the kings sinned against you, you brought them dreams. God Almighty, you brought them revelations so that they could repent. Bring us clarity about the sins in our lives, Lord. Sometimes we don't know that we are sinning, but we thank you for a divine awakening. I thank you that even as we read the word, it will
Oh,
quicken in
God.
our spirit, Lord, and we
Yes, God.
recognize the sins in our lives, Lord. Father
God.
God, wash us tonight in the name of Jesus.
The mighty name of
Purge us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God Almighty, we thank you for your sacrifice.
Thank you,
We
Jesus.
don't take it for granted, Lord. We are tired of playing games, mighty God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we give ourselves to you so that you can use us. Tonight, we thank you, loving Father, for
Thank you,
forgiving us for
Jesus.
our sins and our trespasses against
Thank
you
you.
and against each other. For thine is your kingdom, the power,
Hallelujah.
and the glory forever and ever. We say amen and amen. Bless the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Amen.
Glory to
Hallelujah.
God.
Amen.
Yeah. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Bless
Hallelujah.
the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah. It's been a night that is far spent, but we have been blessed with the presence of
Hallelujah.
the Lord. And we thank him for this opportunity that we can
Jesus. Hallelujah.
bless the Lord and glorify him. We can come together remembering the
Hallelujah.
cross. Hallelujah. It still stands, saints of God, mighty God.
Yay, God.
Hallelujah.
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 Jesus.
We bless the
Hallelujah.
name of Jesus. And so Sister Camille will come to us with the announcements. But before we go, I just want to leave you with this scripture as a benediction. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. This is the word of the Lord. Go, people of God, and make disciples for Christ. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord of my soul. And all that is within me, we bless the holy name of Jesus Christ, the holy name of Jesus Christ. We bless the Lord for tonight, people of God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Our time was had in the presence of the Lord. And we just want to exalt the name of Jesus as we continue to reflect on him this season. He's the reason, hallelujah, that we have this season. Amen. He's a reason that we can pray a prayer of repentance. He's a reason that we can still make it to heaven. My God. Hallelujah. And Sister Tamaya would have shared about the weight of the cross. You know, it led me to really reflect on the sacrifice, the magnitude of the sacrifice that Jesus would have made. Hallelujah. And so I bless the Lord for tonight. I bless the Lord for each of you. We know time is far spent, but I want to thank each of you for coming on and for staying the course. Amen. So it's good to have each of you on. It would not have been the same without you. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to extend thank you to Elder Edwards for, you know, doing the moderating and for doing devotion and flowing right into moderating. We bless the Lord. We thank you, Elder Edwards, for so ably leading and for putting the program together, for getting everybody on board, what scripture to read and all of that. It was really a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. Bless the Lord. I want to thank you, Sister Tamaya, for accepting, you know, the call to bring the word. And it was such a power-packed word, woman of God. It pierced deep. It really, I don't know about anybody else, but for me, it ushered me into a time of reflection. You know? And so I want to bless the Lord for you, Sister Tamaya. Prayer Portal is indeed blessed to have you. We're going to continue to pray for you because we know that there's more in store. Amen. And for those of us who, you know, we are young in the ministry, when Sir Camille asks you to bring a word, get ready. You hear? Because it's an opportunity to grow. You don't know what you are capable of doing. God knows what he's capable of doing through you. Amen. So just ask Kenesha, accept the call, man, and you will come out. Depend on the Lord, and he will use you for his glory. God bless you, Sister Tamaya. God bless you, Amen. Woman of God. Praise God. And so as you go tonight, I'm going to be very short. The what I'm going to just highlight is that we will meet this Saturday, right, Deacon?
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Yes. With our partner Ministry Faith Defender Bible Study Group on the same platform at 8 p.m. We will meet. We're looking at the book of Romans, and very interesting study. Last week was, if you missed it, trust me, you missed something. Go on the website and find last week's program, because it was so fulfilling for me. I'm going back to listen to it. Amen. And so join us this week as we continue the study. The word of God, sweet, you know. The word of God is like food. I'm telling you, when you finish, you don't want enough physical food to eat. You're so empowered, my God. And so I invite you, If you're missing Bible study, you're missing out. I'm encouraging you, come out and be a part of it. Amen. And that's how we're going to be empowered. Bless the name of Jesus to fight the battles and to stay the course. Bless
Amen.
the Lord. As you go tonight, I release you with a blessing. Let us continue to reflect on the price that Jesus paid. Let's reflect on the weight of the cross of itself, our sins that were, the weight of our sins that rested on the cross that he carried, that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Let's continue to keep that at the forefront of our minds. And I'm sure it is going to bring forth a transformation in our hearts, in our lives, in our ministries, in everything that concerns us. Amen. So I release you tonight with the blessing of God. Go in his boldness, go in his fear, go in his coverage, go under his blood in Jesus' name. God bless you tonight. Have a wonderful time as you go on worshiping God. Amen.
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 Amen. Bless the
And Sister
Lord.
Camille,
Amen. Bless God, everybody.
I
Bless the
also want to
Lord.
encourage us to go on through this weekend and into next week, singing those songs, the
Amen.
songs of the cross, the songs of the price he paid, and just glorify him while you get an opportunity. We bless you.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Thank
Sister Joy, we
everyone.
never hear you tonight, but we'll hear you again. Bless you.
Do it tomorrow
Oh,
night.
God.
It's
Bless
awesome.
the
I'm really enjoying it.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you, people
God
of
bless you,
God.
Brother Carl. Sister
Yeah.
Dion,
Blessings,
God bless.
everyone.
Blessings in
Blessings,
the
Sister
land.
Lynn. Blessings
Bless you,
Welcome,
everyone.
Sister
Bless you,
Dion. Bless the
everyone.
Lord.
Sister
Dion,
Dion.
God
Good to
bless
see Sister
you.
Dion.
It is good to
Sister
have you worshiping with us. God bless you, my
Lynn. What a
sister.
blessing.
Blessings,
Thank
everyone.
you so much. Thank
Praise
you.
God. Praise God.
Allison,
Sister
God bless you.
Allison,
God
bless
bless
you.
you. Sister,
have a good
oh,
night.
Sister
Sister
Dion
Tamaya.
is Al Sister Allison's
Good
sister.
night,
That's my
everyone.
cousin.
Good night.
Bless you, Sister
Oh,
Dion. Praise God.
and
Good to
Sister
have you
Pamela.
on.
God
Praise
bless.
God. Sister Pam, Brother Nigel,
Brother Colette,
official
Sister
man of
Colette,
God. God
Morgan, God
bless.
bless.
Brother Carl,
Sister
Sister Olga,
Justine,
Sister Kenesha.
Sister Desmond,
Bless you, my sister.
Brother
Amen.
Nigel, God
Sister
bless you.
Tamaya,
Sister
little
Chantel,
preacher, the
Sister
preacher,
Terry,
Sister
God bless
Tamaya.
you. Sister
Bless
Mikisha,
God.
God bless
Amen.
you. Nikki, Sister
Sister
Chantel, God
Blessings, blessings,
bless
everyone. Blessings of yourselves, a great night.
Blessings, Brother Nigel.
Galaxy,
Sister Olga,
bless you,
everyone,
everyone. God bless
good
you.
night. God bless,
Amen.
God bless,
Praise
God bless.
God.
God
Sister
bless
Shanique.
everyone.
Bless you, Sister Shanique. Sister Shanique, I still love you here. Sister
Amen.
Desiree, God bless you. Sister Lem. Bless you, Sister Lem.
Blessings, Sister Camille.
Praise God. And I
Amen,
still
Sister
love you
Lem.
too, Sister Lem.
Blessings, Deacon. Blessings,
Blessings,
Ezra. Love
blessings,
you, Lord.
Galaxy S21
Amen.
Ultra. God bless.
Amen.
God bless you, Deacon.
Bless the Lord, Elder. Bless the
Bless you,
Lord,
Elder
Brother
Edwards. Bless
Allen.
you, Deacon. God bless you,
Blessings.
Sister
Blessings,
Camille.
Sister Camille.
Praise God. Have a
Amen.
good night,
iPhone.
everyone.
Bless the Lord. iPhone.
Praise God.
Yes.